Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Shortly before his death, A.W. Tozier wrote the following: "In this hour of all but universal darkness, one cheering gleam appears. Within the fold of conservative Christianity, there are to be found increasing numbers of persons whose religious lives are marked by a growing hunger after God Himself. They are eager for spiritual realities and will not be put off with words, nor will they be content with correct interpretations of truth. They are athirst for God, and they will not be satisfied till they have drunk deep at the fountain of living waters," end quote. In growing numbers, people are saying, "I want the real thing. I want to know God." Not everyone, of course, because some prefer to live in a world where God is excluded. Living in a dark world, they think, eliminates the need of accountability. But dark glasses only obscure the sunshine, never cause it to disappear. When someone says, "Tell me about God," or "What is God like?" I can only turn to the pages of God's Word, for this alone tells me what God is like and who He is. The selections that follow in this series deal with the attributes or characteristics of God. Attribute number one: God is eternal, with neither beginning nor end. This fact immediately separates us, because I had a birthday and will someday die, but God had no beginning, nor will He ever have an end. There was never a time when He did not exist, nor shall there ever be a time in the future when He shall not be the sum of existence. Here is how the Bible puts it. The first words of Genesis, written by Moses, literally reads, "In beginning, God." Perhaps gazing into the stars around a campfire or pondering what life is all about, Moses cried out, "Before the mountains were brought forth, or ever you had formed the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God." There are some things that are very old in our universe, something which alarms folks who believe that God created our world in 4004 BC, as Archbishop Usher suggested many, many years ago. In the year 1888, astronomers, just beginning to fathom how far stars and planets are away in terms of distance from planet Earth, begin using a measurement known as a light year. Simply put, a light year, according to Webster, is a unit of length in interstellar astronomy, equal to the distance that light travels in 1 year in a vacuum, or about 5,878,000,000,000 miles. The nearest star in our universe is over 4 light years away, Alpha Centauri, and that's just the beginning. But, and this makes all of this significant, He who created these things precedes the work of His hand. Rather than be frightened by the reality of such an awesome God having neither beginning nor end, take heart. He never faints. He never grows weary. As Moses put it, "The eternal God is your refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms." At the height of the God is Dead movement in the 60s, somebody scribbled on the wall of a New York subway, "God is dead. We have done away with Him," signed Friedrich Nietzsche. A few days later, he passed by, and someone had crossed out those words and written, "Friedrich Nietzsche is dead," signed God.
You've just heard Dr. Harold Sala with Guidelines for Living. If you'd like to listen to the program again, download a copy, subscribe to our devotional, or view other resources, visit guidelines.org. We would like to hear from you, too. You can email us at info@guidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and we invite you to join us again for the next edition of Guidelines.